You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've all been through this before. You might be talking to somebody there in your kitchen. Maybe it's your spouse. And you're like, oh, we need more of those filters for the refrigerator water. I got to get some more of those filters. And 10 minutes later, you're online. And what pops up but an ad for a refrigerator filter? Or maybe you're like, oh my God, we're out of Duke's Mayo. Next thing you know, an ad pops up for Duke's Mayo. And I think we've all been down that road, and we've all been curious about, could this possibly be coincidence? And Jeremy, I guess the answer is no, it is not a coincidence. It's not.
And you know, it's funny because, I mean, you don't even have to be talking about we need this or I want that. I mean, the weirdest one that happened to me recently was we said something in passing in the kitchen about teeth whitening. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, we both opened up our phones and there were ads coming at hot about teeth whitening services.
There you go.
And it's just that moment you're like, man, everything is listening.
Now, the people at Google, Amazon, and Facebook all insist that they're not doing anything like this, but
Myers.
There is a website that just published a leaked memo from a big marketing company. This is Cox Media Group. They're a massive marketing company, and they are bragging to their clients about a feature they have called active listening.
There it is.
That's right. They are in their pitch to these potential clients. They're saying that they use artificial intelligence to capture what they call real-time intent data. I like that, intent. So it's your intention to go get something, or you're interested, like the teeth whitening, and they take that intent data and they are listening into your conversations and they use it to pinpoint potential customers.
I mean, you think about it, your phone is constantly listening because you can, you know, say a certain command and actually get it fired up, you know, like, hey Siri. And then your smart speaker in wherever it is, it's constantly mm-hmm. listening. And now they have mm-hmm. smart TVs. Yeah. Your computer has a little mic on it. I mean, you're constantly being listened to. And I don't even know if I trust the mute button on my Alexa. Because if we're having a conversation in the office, Nicole will reach over and mute it. You know, I'm like, is that really doing anything?
Just
I don't know.
It.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can unplug it and then, you know, put your phones in a drawer maybe to get full privacy.
Right. Get into the cone of silence.
But then you look down at the, you know, the robot vacuum sitting there and you're like, is that listening to me too?
My Roomba's spying on me.
Yeah.
You know, I hear people complain about this and you see people get mad about it on social media. I'm one of those. So far, I'm not mad about it. I was having this conversation with someone, I don't know, a year or so ago, and they were saying, this is horrible, we're being spied on. I said, okay, yes, but at the same time, isn't it nice to say I might need to go get new filters for my refrigerator, and then suddenly, boop, here's where you can get your filters. To me, it's helpful. I'm not sure yet of the degree of people freaking out over it when it strikes me as a usable thing.
Yeah,
am I wrong?
It does. The ads that pop up always seem a little spammy to me, which they are spam. So I'm like, do I trust
sure.
what I'm clicking, or should I still
sure.
do my own research and hunt down my, you know how many water filters are going to be popping up on phones this morning? you know, but yeah, like it doesn't, I'm kind of like, this is the world that we're living in now. So
I think
so
I'm just accepting
it.
Of the fact that I'm being spied on.
Yeah.
But some of the time it could be a good thing.
And really we offer up so much of our data and so much of our information already on whether it's social media or what you are actually searching and the cookies and everything involved with that.
Sure.
It's just kind of like, okay, that's just the world we're living in now. There was a big write-up over something, I think it was called predictive analysis, and it was talking about how retailers know, even before you do, if you're, like, pregnant, because of
right.
just, they keep track of little searches here and there, and they can even narrow down, like, your due date when it happens, and they can know if you're looking for a vehicle. They can know if you're looking to move just by little searches and things you say. And mm-hmm. they just start feeding you everything that you need to know then about your big move.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm mad about all of this yet. And, you know, you make a good point. The thing about people complaining about their privacy is that they voluntarily give up their privacy on a daily basis. So now you're nitpicking. I want to be private about this. But in the meantime, I've just gone onto social media and I've done a picture of the front of my house with my address on it.
Yep.
And I've told people that I'm going away on vacation to such and such place. And people are giving away everything.
That's my biggest thing. Like, our engineer just did that. This whole spiel about when he's leaving, the flight he's on, when he's going to be back. And I think I hopped on there and commented, "Hey, great time to rob your house."
Yeah, I mean, people voluntarily give up much.
Yep.
And if you're wondering if what this marketing company is doing is legal, some experts say, no, it's not legal. But others are like, no, as long as the software companies bury this permission in their fine print, which, again, everyone just scrolls to the bottom and clicks accept.
Nobody's reading that.
Nobody reads all of that. Then they say if it's buried in there, then you are essentially telling this company you are free to use this intent data for whatever you want to do for marketing purposes.
You know what I don't like, too, is like if somebody grabs your phone and they need to look something up real quick and they're looking up something and you're like, well, I guess I'll be getting those ads now for the next 3 weeks.
Right.
I wonder if you can intentionally like go to your friend's house and like say things to their Alexa. You know, like, penis enlargement surgery. And then they'll be getting, you know, ads for that.
I'm sure you could.
I'm going to start doing that.
And I'm sure you would. Cassidy, what do you think about all of it?
So my opinion was that it was kind of, I mean, I mentioned to Josh that I think it was inevitable. I mean, if you go back 24 years, and people were paranoid during Y2K of losing all the technology around 2000. And I mean, I was just a boy. And then years later, cell phones, you know, start becoming a thing. And it's like, and then, oh, they essentially make it, you know, essentially a pocket computer is what you have. And I mean, even a story that I told Josh, which was wild, was I moved out here and started doing Uber. And in 2022, there was a guy who apparently was living way remote off grid who said he didn't have a phone until he moved back into town because he was like, you need these things now. So it's kind of inevitable. And he didn't.
Sure. Yeah. We got to run. Cassidy, thank you for that call. You're right. It is inevitable.
It's just going to get worse with AI. It's going to learn every single little thing about you.
And, you know, the people who are like, they're few and far between now. The people who are, I'm not going to have a phone. I'm not going to use a phone. Jer, you're getting to the point where
everybody's got a phone, but they're backtracking to these dumb phones now. They're backtracking to the dumb phones now because people just don't want the internet with them all the time. It's a big Gen Z thing. We'll see if that sticks. I don't know, but I'm just kind of in the mindset of so be it, so be it. I mean, I did look for a car the other day, and I am getting the problem is it's too much, Dom. If you do one search for something, then you're just bombarded with ads about it.
Well, here's the thing. Alex says, just because I'm talking about it doesn't mean I want ads for it. Okay, and what you're saying, here's what I'll say to that. You're not going to get any more ads than you normally would get. It's just that they're going to be targeted. Like for Alex, he's like, just because I'm talking about it doesn't mean I want ads. Well, you're getting ads anyway. Okay.
I think it ups.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think 100%. You just notice them more because you were talking about that to somebody or doing whatever. But I mean, if it's like on Facebook, it's one ad every three posts, right? And it doesn't suddenly go to two out of every three.
Oh, no, it totally does. It's their carousel ads now. Okay. No, it totally does. I'm telling you, I looked up Truck the other day.
You're not going to get any more ads. You're going to just get 100%. Targeted ads.
It's 10 times more. But they go into like these carousel ads.
10 times more overall ads.
I would 100% say yes, I am. 100%.
There's no room for anything else then. If
Facebook, all Facebook
times,
has become is ads. That's now, all it is now. It's horrible.
I still get one ad every three posts.
Listen to Carrie. My phone knew before I did I was getting a puppy. Ha ha ha. Just based on random searches here and there about shelters, pet food, conversations. Oh, and then conversations about getting a dog. She says, after I got a lab, that same day I started getting various dog-related ads. And get this, they all featured a yellow lab, which is what I got.
Perfect.
Creepy, she said. And here's Benji. Benji says, my wife makes us put our phones in a drawer downstairs before we have relations. She swears that some pervert somewhere is listening. We're not even allowed to have an Alexa in the bedroom either. And that's Benji.
Who's it from?
Benji.
What, Benji? So what? You're without your phone for a minute and 40 seconds. So what? Big Hey-o. Deal. Carrie says, check out the movie called Afraid. Just saw it yesterday. It's all about AI taking over. Well, you know what? Maybe AI can do a much better job taking over. Did you ever think about that? There's Dan. Dan, what do you want to do? You get the last word on this. What do you think?
I love that the ads are good, tailored towards me. I'm tired of watching all of the TV.
What?
What happened?
Hello? What happened to Dan? Dan, you there?
I'm still here. You guys?
Yeah. So you like the ads?
You're tired of what?
I'm tired of all the generic ads, right? You know, the dishwashers and the laundry detergent, and I got those.
Yeah. I understand. Keep having something with your phone, Dan. You need an ad for a new phone. Bottom line, you're going to get the ads, people. I mean, this, you're going to get ads. So are you bothered that they're listening? I don't know.
Just be careful what you're searching then on your phone and what you're talking about.